Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Manny Diaz is the next head coach at Duke University. I could not be more excited to see him elevated to that position. He doesn't remember this, but we played golf 1,000 years ago at some ACC event when he had, I guess, borrowed clubs, because I don't know how your clubs got lost in transit, but you said they did on the first day. You weren't terrible, and you put up with us. So I thank you very much for that and for this. How you doing?
I'm doing well. That is impressive detail, and boy, those borrowed clubs probably had a rough outing, especially where my golf game was 20 years ago.
Oh man, I remember it was Charlie Whitehurst, I think, was the quarterback at Clemson, hitting bombs. I think he was behind us, and probably
we were on a green, and all of a sudden the ball came flying by. He drove a par four. Like, yeah, quarterbacks, man, they got something in their hips.
All right, let's get to this. Tell me what attracts you to the Duke job.
Well, there's so many things, and the timing was perfect. I mean, obviously, if you look at the momentum and the success here the last couple of years, that you really have an opportunity to capitalize on a movement of understanding that there's a locker room filled with really, really talented kids and the right type of kids, the kids that you want to coach. And then also, you know, Adam, obviously having been in this conference for as long as I have, you know, you've always seen Duke from across the sideline and from afar and admired this program. And then, so now it just comes down to the people, you know, is the leadership right in place, the people on the staff. And the more and more I learned about that, the more excited I became.
Manny Diaz is joining us here, Duke University head football coach. What's job one for you?
Like here today, first day?
Well,
it already really happened. We had a Zoom last night with the players. You know, we had a Zoom last night with the commits, a Zoom last night with the players' parents. You know, in this era of college football, the first thing you have to do is you've got to recruit your locker room. It's remarkable just how the world has changed just in the 5 years since I became head coach at Miami. It's completely, well, of course, we also didn't have Zoom, but it's completely different with where we are in the calendar and what the month of December means to college football. It used to be sort of quiet this time of year. It is anything but. So you've got to jump right in the middle of it and make sure we keep the momentum that we have going.
What was the reaction that you got from the Duke locker room and the commits?
Well, it is on Zoom, right? You've got a bunch of bobbing heads, you know. So hard to really take a straw poll out of that. But you know, by all accounts, I think everybody's excited. You know, certainly when you have a time of uncertainty. You know, there's always that wonder, you know, the question, who's it going to be? And by all accounts, you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm right now and we've got to ride that wave and have ourselves a great off season.
I know you are a student of the game. I'm sure you have seen some of what Duke was able to do this year. I thought when I saw them against Clemson in the first game of the season on that Monday night, what struck me was that they didn't look good for a Duke team. They looked good for any team. And I was stunned at how they looked just like Clemson looked. So when you, I don't know if you saw that game or if you've seen film of that, but I don't know even if there's a question here other than, is that what Duke's potential is for you?
Oh, yeah. I sat there and watched, like most of America, you know, watched that game that night because, you know, it was a Monday night.
Right.
Off And let me take it one step further. It's not just what was going on in the field. It was what was in the stadium as well. I mean, that was big time football. And to your point, I agree. It was not an upset. And not a surprise to me because it starts a lot of things as do. They start in your weight room. And David Feely, who was our strength and conditioning coach at Miami. And when he came here, you could see the transformation, in these young men, the more and more that they got around Dave. And then, you know, obviously it was an outstanding coaching staff and you know, you put those things together and you've got yourselves a quarterback, you got a chance. And I think that's what's been so appealing to me, to be able to have some of that continuity on our staff and to allow the players to know that what they built on doesn't get torn down. We can build on top of that.
Manny Diaz is joining us. So is job one, Dave Feely?
That one's already taken care of. Yeah, I mean, he's so excited to be here. Loves it here. You know, was able to tell me so many fantastic things about this institution, the people here that care about Duke, and so that made the transition much easier for me.
Manny Diaz is with us here, new Duke head football coach. I think a lot of us were surprised going into even last year, and it was a very good year one. But I think a lot of us were surprised that there wasn't an exodus out of the portal last year. Now, we know that there have been players who have left, including the quarterback Riley Leonard, but there have been other players, key defensive pieces, that have entered the portal as well. What is your job now with the portal? You're obviously selling some opportunity here because there is going to be opportunity. How does this factor into everything you have to do now?
It's everything, right? So you've got, you know, a very short amount of time to sell your vision, which is not the way it used to be. You know, when you used to come in as a head coach, you kind of draw your whole off season, and you were kind of the sheriff in town. Now we're in an era where there may be a sheriff, but everybody can run wild, basically. So you've got to sell the vision. And one thing that helps is because there's just what I'm coming to learn is there's something about Duke. There's something about this place that that people want to stay. They want to be a part. That doesn't just include the players, that includes staff as well. They value what this experience is here. They value what this education is here. And that's something that we can't forget in this, you know, in the madness of where college ball is now, that, you know, these are men still seeking an education and a degree. And so that's where that Duke experience, it holds outstanding value.
What did the experience, albeit definitely too short, at Miami, what does that give you for this job?
Well, number one, you already understand what it is to be a head football coach because, you know, obviously when you're an assistant, you're always observing a head coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like being when you're a child and you think you know what it's like to be a parent because you watch your parents watch other people's parents, and you really have no idea until you bring that baby home from the hospital and you're like, what in the world do we do with this thing, right? And it's very similar with being head coach. There's no, you know, I've been a defense coordinator for a long time, and people use the term like, well, you be the head coach of the defense, and sort of, but it's not even in the same stratosphere. So understanding, number one, what the job is, what it really encompasses, and what your main roles are. So to have that experience, certainly second time around, helps. And then the way that we finished at Miami, you know, the way that, won seven games in the ACC, mm-hmm. in the second year, won five in the third year, won five out of six after a poor start to the season. So you get an idea of what it means to build a culture. Coaches, I know, throw that word around all the time, but really to build relationships. I mean, that's the most important thing, to get a football team that wants to play hard and wants to fight for each other. And that's what I saw when I watched Duke play the last 2 years. You saw a football team that wanted to play hard and wanted to fight for each other. And that means that there's something going on right on the inside. And that's, I say, that's what we've got to capitalize on.
I'm trying to, in my mind now, figure out what is the midnight feeding of being a head football coach. Once you make the baby analogy, is there a midnight feeding? Somebody you have to get up early in the morning and take care of something. Is there a correlation to that with being the head coach of a college football program?
If that's part of what wears you out, I mean, obviously the hardest thing now is just try to keep your team together,
right?
You know, because everything your whole thought, right, as a coach is to how do we bring people together? How do we bring people to a common goal? How do we unite people? And the current landscape is really designed to how do we make it more individualized, and there's so many good things that have come into the game. This is not against any of that, but the fact that those things also occur while you're midway through a season is what makes things very difficult. So, you know, the push and pull on that is probably the trying to get the baby to burp at 4 a.m.
Yeah, good. Anybody who's ever had to deal with that, good luck. Yeah. I honed my singing voice also at 2 o'clock in the morning for about a year. Yeah. Manny Diaz is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so you came to Raleigh a long time ago with Chuck Amato. You were part of his first staff at NC State. So my have you reached out to Coach? What counsel has he given you? Because I know he means a lot to you.
He does. Really, probably owe as much to him in this profession as anybody else.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, an infant formula company on a mission to get a lot closer to the most superfood on the planet. Breast milk. Our patented protein blend has more of the important and most abundant proteins actually found in breast milk. We're the first and only U.S.-made formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. We even conducted the largest clinical trial by a new infant formula company in a quarter century, with clinically proven benefits like easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula. And we make our own formula in the USA and our very own factories in Iowa, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I've not had a chance to get up with him in this wacky 48 hours that we've been going through. But he taught me so much. I mean, I was so blessed to enter this profession in the late 90s at Florida State, to work under Bobby Bowden's staff, and then specifically in the defensive room with Mickey Andrews and Chuck Amato. And you know, it was such a great staff to be on. No one ever left, and that's why it's so fascinating. And going forward, you know, Coach Bowden's family tree and even Mickey Andrews' family tree as defense coordinator is so small because people never wanted to leave. And that type of atmosphere and that type of, you know, the continuity and winning, that's how I was raised. That's what, you know, what I believe was kind of the North Star of when you try to build a program. That's the way you want to build it. And that's how you got to, you know, you got to treat people the right way, and you got to make people that want, you know, that want to stay and want to be a part. And I think if the staff feels that way in this era, I think the players pick up on that. I think that helps the players want to stay as well.
Final thing for you, Coach Diaz. Appreciate your time as always. I know this has been a whirlwind. You have been a defensive coordinator, Penn State, Texas, Miami, and I'm just, there are three coaches' names that kind of pop in, and I'm just curious. What you pull from them, what you learn from them. Obviously, Mac Brown with your time at Texas. Mark Richt, because you were the DC at Miami when he was the head coach. And James Franklin right now at Penn State. So what do you take from those three guys or anybody else that I might have missed? We already talked about Chuck Amato. That kind of helps you and maybe shapes the way you deal with being a head coach.
Yeah, really so blessed to have the head coaching role models that I've had throughout my career, starting, like you mentioned, with Coach Bowden, and coming here with Chuck, you know, his energy, that really, if you remember, I mean, you know, just made some of those nights in Carter-Finley were remarkable.
Yeah.
Rick Stockstill, staff dynamics and how we treated coaches. You know, obviously he just was one of the longest tenured coaches in college football, and I don't think that's by accident. Dan Mullen, you know, who had just come from working with Urban, the intensity that Dan coached with, you know, you picked up on that. Mac, you know, Mac was elite in understanding everything that goes into college ball, the external factors, you know, dealing with boosters, media, things like that. It was just it was a master class watching that every day. You know, and then Skip Holtz even got to work with Skip, and Skip had some ties to Coach Bowden.
Yep.
Learned a lot from him. And again, another person who really treated his staff really well. And then you mentioned Mark, and that's where it's kind of full circle. To work with Mark, you know, after starting with Coach Bowden and Mark with that same humble spirit, you know, put others before him, which any good leader should do. Then you become head coach, and then you finally go to work with someone like James. You know, I think James' superpowers, his attention to detail, and the way that he is relentless on the things that matter to him, and everybody understands it. And And when you see a program, you know, you're trying to get a program at what I call low-level orbit, right? You're trying to get a program up above. And when you see, you know, James, who I think now is going on 10 or 11 years at Penn State, you see how what it means when you when you've been able to establish a program, and when people come in, they know what they're getting into, you know, and what a benefit that that is.
You are a gentleman. I appreciate your time. I couldn't name all the head coaches, but you have been very good at what you have done at every stop, and I can't wait to see what you do at Duke. I thank you very much for your time. Good luck in meeting everybody and keeping all the people you can keep and getting more in here. Manny Diaz, head coach at Duke. It sounds good to me, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, Adam, thanks for having me on.
That's Manny Diaz, head coach at Duke. You know, one of the things I probably should have asked him was, he's 49 years old. He has no gray hair.
Wow.
Yeah, none. Look, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he uses just for men. I don't know. I wouldn't disparage him if he did.
No. That's
fine. I shave my head so I don't have gray hair.
Well, and it saves on shampoo and stuff.
Yes. I haven't bought shampoo in a long time.
Man, I've been through it a lot. It's expensive.
yes. Well, I have an in. If I ever need it, I have an in.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.